whole idea was to take emergency plans and procedures and make them accessible on a mobile app to mitigate and respond to emerging threats like active shooter, floods, tornadoes, any type of event.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio with Preparedness Matters with Vince Davis and Dane Neal. And we've got Chris Brittany of Rock Dove Solutions, the maker of In Case of Crisis 365. Chris, welcome to Preparedness Matters.
Thank you, Dane. Happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. It is great to have you on the program. And talking a little bit about In Case of Crisis, your company's quickly become a leader in crisis incident collaboration software and designed for today's complex communication and the challenges facing businesses and organizations. For those that may not be maybe as familiar with that side of things on the preparedness side, but certainly are familiar with the businesses that use it, give a snapshot of what it is that it does.
Yeah, that's a great question. And so In Case of Crisis 365 is a software platform that allows business leaders and department heads from around the entire organization to come together quickly and effectively to mitigate and respond to emerging threats, things that can happen like active shooter, floods, tornadoes, any type of event, reputation events, things that happen that can impact an organization at all levels of risk. And they need to come together and have a very predictable and effective management approach to how they manage and respond to these situations. And when you look at the marketplace, one of the big challenges for a lot of companies is that what used to happen every once in a while is happening a lot these days. So being able to protect their people, their assets, and their reputation is going to be critical going forward with all of the emerging threats that people are facing.
Yeah, you know, we ask the question all the time, are there more things happening, or is there just more media, more people able to talk about it, communicate about it, share stories? Is there just more coverage of it? We'll talk about more of these incidents happening in just a second, but it isn't the kind of thing that everybody, other than maybe hearing about it on the news or maybe experience it on the business, the employee side, but for you personally, getting into this arena, it's not the kind of thing everybody has access to. What's your story?
Yeah, so we actually got started about a decade ago with the launch of our mobile app at the London Olympics for the Athletes Village with 24-hour fitness. And it was really, the whole idea was to take emergency plans and procedures and make them accessible on a mobile app. And that was really our first step in this direction of helping organizations kind of come up with a better way to support their stakeholders and their business leaders with a process. And so, yeah, that was our start. From there, we've worked closely with colleges, corporations, the like, in helping them improve the way they navigate these critical events.
You look at that and something like the Olympics, that makes a lot of sense for the genesis of something like this, where you have an event that is global, the world is watching. And of course, we've seen, whether it was Munich back in the 70s or Atlanta in the 90s, where things do happen. And this isn't one of those sort of hypotheticals we can plan for. It does happen. We talked about it a little bit earlier in our conversation, disasters, emergencies occurring with an increasing frequency and more intense now than ever before. So instead of thinking, okay, that's just the Olympics, this is happening every day in communities and businesses across America now.
Absolutely. The rise in weather events, whether it be related to climate change or other anomalies that are going on, the fact is that we have more hurricanes, more tornadoes, more weather impacting events hitting and disrupting both companies and their supply chains. We have things like the pandemic going on. We have strife around the world. We have all kinds of different things going on. The other thing you brought up earlier, which is so true, is how quickly and pervasively this information is impacting and getting around. And that's due to the fact that we're so much more connected today digitally. Whether it's a small event happening in one city or town, it can rise and escalate quickly to affect people all over a very large grid. As well, the interdependency. So, you know, we take the Panama Canal getting closed down by a shipping issue. All of a sudden, supplies that need to get halfway around the world to be a critical piece in something being built or being produced can't happen. And that causes huge disruptions for organizations. So they're being faced with things that maybe in the past just didn't have quite the impact that they do today.
You think about the communication where people are able to share maybe their common experiences when it comes to disruptions or disasters, but also, you know, it's a double-edged sword. So crisis collaboration, you could take advantage of that technology as well. So talk a little bit about how effective it is for business continuity, kind of how it works and how you guys are implementing it these days.
Yeah, you bet. So we're a completely SaaS-based delivery model, which means that the client doesn't need to install any type of software on their platform. It's just literally IDs and set up and go. And that means that if there's a cyber attack, they don't have to worry about that compromise affecting their ability to communicate and collaborate. What we do, though, is we provide that umbrella software platform that allows these folks to quickly come together, manage the process of going through a response, and be able to create that knowledge base so that they can do it again better, faster, and without any disruption to the business, hopefully. But that whole process is fully tucked in nicely to their current setup. So really easy to set up, really easy to deploy, and something that executives all the way across the board down to the folks working in a plant or out on the road have access to from any type of surface device and can do what they need to do. And that's what was critical behind this, and it is being used now by hundreds of organizations all over the world as a way to really mitigate disruption.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Rockdove Solutions, maker of In Case of Crisis 365, Chris Britton. And you talk about kind of the universal and ease of use for it, but also, and you kind of intimated too, the versatility, whether it's universities or the Olympics or companies, and maybe companies that are on Main Street, you know, in anywhere USA, places that people are familiar with. Certainly Feeding America is one of the places that we're super familiar with. So maybe mention a couple if you can. I know you're sort of in the background supporting what happens, but just that range of companies that are in the play.
Yeah, many of the largest financial institutions around the world, many of the largest manufacturing organizations around the world, banking, whether it's colleges and universities like Texas Tech or airlines that use us today. We really do have a really large cross-section of organizations. One of the largest soft drink companies in the world uses us in several fronts. We are working with folks like the Farm Credit Council. It's just a very large and broad set of clients because, let's face it, crisis management and dealing with issues that are disruptive is a horizontal issue. No organization spared.
Yep. Yeah. And it may come in maybe sort of a different form or take on a different form, but it happens. And so for the listeners, as best you can, and we've talked about the simplicity and the universal nature, but describe some of the key capabilities of In Case of Crisis 365.
Yeah. So with the platform, there's four key things that we can give to a business. Number one, we can give them a full operational picture of not only what's happened, but what's coming. So they can be ahead of the curve on a risk. Secondly, we help them to quickly assemble their team, bring the right people together across the organization. Surprisingly, that is one of the number one challenges for many organizations is breaking down those silos and bringing those departments together. We want to provide them the ability to follow predictable best practice protocols. So we give them a really efficient and effective way to do that so that they're doing the right things in the right order with the right resources in place. And then finally, and probably the most important thing, is we give them a very robust way to present and share what's going on throughout the process with their key stakeholders, which number one are their employees, their customers, their investors, and their board, so that there's a constant flow of information, that trust factor that needs to be there, the ability to make sure everybody knows what's happening, what's being done, what's the right course for resolving this emerging issue. So those four things, again, full operational picture, assembling your team, coordinating and responding, and being able to keep those stakeholders fully informed and engaged. that's what we're trying to do with this platform.
Some of the times we'll ask for, you know, a tip that listeners can take from it. There seem to be a lot of teachable nuggets right in there as well. So if listeners would like to get in contact with you or maybe learn more about In Case of Crisis, where can they go? Is there a site or maybe a sample? And what can people do to stay connected?
Yeah, so the easiest way to get a hold of us is through our website at www.rockdovesolutions.com, or you can email us at sales@rockdovesolutions.com, and those would be the two best ways to get us. Again, the website www.rockdovesolutions.com, or email us at sales@rockdovesolutions.com.
We'll have links up for social media as well. And thanks again, Chris, for taking time out to join us on the Preparedness Matters podcast. We know that things don't go 100% the right way all the time, and it's great that you guys are in on things to help people be at their best.
Thank you, Dane, and looking forward to helping any way we can.